Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City, and with me is Victoria Hallerman. Victoria just wrote a book entitled How We Survived Prostate Cancer, What We Did, and What We Should Have Done. Hello, Victoria.
Hi.
A little description of the book. It's written from a wife's point of view. It's a very honest account of one couple's struggles and transformation through diagnosis and treatment of prostate cancer. So, Victoria, I'm wondering, how did you and your husband first learn of his condition?
Well, actually, my husband is a little unusual in that he took charge of his own health issues. Not many men actually do that. And he had been going to his own urologist for a couple of years monitoring this, not really keeping me in the loop. He was very private about it. I went away on a vacation, on a trip with some women, writing retreat, to tell you the truth. And while I was away, he was diagnosed. So when I came back, he had already gotten his news.
When you came back, did the two of you together decide on a course of action and treatment?
No. That's why this is a cautionary tale, because he had already made up his mind about a treatment. It was the first treatment that was offered to him. In retrospect, it probably wasn't the smartest treatment to do first, but he hadn't done enough research. He was convinced that the doctor he had was the best doctor in New York, and he was going to go to that guy. So by the time I learned about it, about a week after diagnosis, he really already had his mind set, and we coped from there.
Well, I'm guessing, as there usually is, there are serious side effects to this type of treatment. So how did you and your husband, Dean, deal with that?
We dealt with it as we could. He had brachytherapy, which is the radioactive seeds, and in order to make that feasible, they did androgen deprivation therapy, which is systematically eliminates the testosterone. His own doctor was not a great communicator, so hadn't really prepared him for the effects that ADT has, and which it really is very similar to menopause. It's andropause. It's chemically induced andropause. So suddenly we were in the midst of hot flashes and depression and lethargy. Coincidentally, I was going through menopause at the same time. It was a really rough first period, and the doctor was not too helpful. He hadn't really given us any information. And in those days, there weren't that many places to go. This was 6 or 7 years ago. So I was floundering around a little bit for a while, and so was he. He found a group, which helped him a lot. He talked to this group on the telephone. He went for retreats with these men, and that helped him a lot. But there was really nothing for the wives at all, or the wives and partners. And I asked him about that. He said, no, I'm not allowed to disclose the names of my buddies and so on and so forth. So there was it was a very difficult period for us. While I found what I needed, I actually went to a psychotherapist finally and began writing this book because I'm a writer.
Well, this sounds tough, and it sounds very complicated because it's not just one person, it's two people. And in many cases, when there are other relatives, children involved, I mean, they're even more than two people. So is this pretty much a primer for other people who are going through this and how they can better deal with it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. There are really two reasons why I wrote this book. Actually, three if you count the loneliness factor and the fact that I was helping myself out of a crisis. But I wrote it for the people who are like us, who, number one, may not have gotten a second opinion, but should. And I wrote it for the wives and partners who may or may not find what they need, because two people are involved. And you're right, actually. If it's a whole family, then the entire family is involved. Everyone is actually a cancer victim.
Victoria, so many times, especially in marriage, communication is the key. When marriage gets even more complicated with something like this, how important is the communication?
Absolutely essential. And I think now, 6 or 7 years after the fact for us, communication is becoming a topic. The role of the partner in this disease is becoming a topic now, but it really wasn't then. It's been a long road, and that's why this book is here.
What is the most important thing you want people to take away from your book?
a sense that cancer doesn't affect just one person. It affects everyone you're close to. That everyone is, in that respect, a cancer survivor who comes through this experience, including the partner or the family, and that you should never get just one opinion.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck with this. Again, the book is called How We Survived Prostate Cancer, What We Did and What We Should Have Done. Victoria Hallerman is the author. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you very much.